can you recite verses or lines from your favourite children's book as if it were yesterday? What about these lines? What does this evoke for you? Quote, a mouse took a stroll through the deep, dark wood. A fox saw the mouse, and the mouse looked good. These are the magical and now so easily recognisable words from The Gruffalo. UK author Julia Donaldson has delighted families across the world with her poetic, fun and award-winning stories such as Room on the Broom, The Snail and the Whale and The Gruffalo's Child. Julia Donaldson, author, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Julia, where does the magic come from that weaves its way through your books?
It's not quite as sort of magical and simple and delightful as you make it sound. There's a lot of blood, sweat and tears, actually. But I suppose really the answer is it comes from songs, because I used to be a songwriter. I still do write songs, but I wrote lots and lots of songs for decades, actually, for children's television, and the books sprang out of the songs.
I understand that your husband Malcolm is with you. Hello, Malcolm.
Hello.
Julia and Malcolm, have you got a favourite passage from, Julia, your most recent book that you would like to share with us?
Yes, we have. The most recent book, it's a story set in outer space called The Smeds and the Smooze. We're going to be performing that along with some of our other stories in Geelong this afternoon and then in Melbourne tomorrow. And it's a story about rival tribes of aliens, a little bit like Romeo and Juliet. It's a love story. I act Grandmother Smoo, one of the blue aliens, and Malcolm is Grandfather Smed. He's one of the red aliens. So we'll just give you a little excerpt from that.
By a lubular lake on a far-off planet, there lived a young Smed, and her name was Janet.
Not far away on Humpelty Hill, there lived a young Smoo by the name of Bill.
Janet, like all the Smeds, was red, and this is what her grandfather said. Never, never play with the Smoos. They sleep in holes. They wear strange shoes. They jump about like kangaroos. Never, never play with the Smoos.
Bill, like the other Smoos, was blue. And these were the words of Grandmother Smoo. Never, never play with the Smeds. They have strange hair upon their heads. They sleep in funny things called beds. Never, never play with the Smeds.